The two main Republican candidates for Wisconsin governor say that they will still be reaching out to voters today ahead of tomorrow's primary elections. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach listened to construction executive Tim Michaels and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish as they made their campaign's closing arguments over the weekend. Here is Chuck's report.
It's thought that Michaels and Clayfish are in a close race where turnout matters. Michaels spent much of Saturday talking to people in East Central Wisconsin, less than 24 hours after joining former President Donald Trump at a rally in Waukesha. Trump first endorsed Michaels in the governor's race 2 months ago, and Saturday evening in Fond du Lac, Michaels reenacted his version of getting that phone call.
Hello, this is Tim.
Tim, this is Donald Trump. I'm going to endorse you because you're a winner and you're a businessman and I'm a winner and I like winning. That's my Donald Trump impersonation.
The Michaels connection to Trump is bothersome to some Republican voters, but not Fond du Lac resident Rick Yeager. Yeager likes the former president and the business skills of Michaels.
Because he knows business and I think he's been around and he knows enough people and he knows how to make deals, and I think he'll take good care of Wisconsin.
Connie Betts says her children went to school with Michaels in nearby Lomira.
I know the family also. I would trust them with anything. I'm serious.
Before the end of the event, Michaels took on a couple of the ongoing criticisms from the Clayfish campaign, denying that he supported higher gas taxes and trying to knock down an allegation that he doesn't live in Wisconsin year-round. Michael says he was born and raised in the state, and so were his children.
I've left Wisconsin twice in my life, once to serve on active duty for 12 years, and the other time to lead Michaels Corporation's largest construction project at the time.
That was in New York City. Michaels does own a $17 million home in Connecticut, but says he considers a house near Heartland as his primary residence, adding that he's had a Wisconsin deer hunting tag for 33 years. Speaking at a brew pub in Delafield Sunday, Rebecca Clayfish referred to Michaels spending millions of dollars of his wealth on funding his political campaign.
Who would have guessed that we could raise a record-breaking $7.5 million, incredible amount of money, and still manage to be outspent, guys?
Despite the financial challenge of campaigning against Michaels, Clayfish has strong supporters too, like Bob Lestina.
She's tough. She's decisive, and I think she's going to do a lot for this state.
Jake Janowski likes that the Michigan-born Clayfish has lived almost all her life in Wisconsin.
She's not from Connecticut. I like the fact that she's been grassroots in Wisconsin. I like what she did with the Scott Walker administration.
Former Governor Walker has been campaigning with Clayfish and takes center screen of a TV commercial with her. He was not in Delafield as the Clayfish campaign had promised he would be. The campaign says a time conflict came up. So just Clayfish summed up her candidacy for news reporters.
I am the only proven, tested conservative reformer in this race.
Despite not winning the Trump endorsement and Trump criticizing her on Friday, Clayfish says she would appear with the former president if she wins Tuesday's primary and he comes back to Wisconsin. Republican gubernatorial candidates Tim Ramthan and Adam Fisher have been doing poorly in the polls, but say they do have active campaigns. The GOP winner will take on incumbent Democrat Tony Evers this fall. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.